Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this evening's BBC Radio Play. Done specially tonight in a unique live recording.
Here tonight, this evening, on the BBC of the Radio 4.
Thank you, Raymond. Thank you. Done entirely by myself, Desmond Olivier Dingle, and the full acting company of the National Theatre of Brent. Raymond.
Box.
Yeah.
Raymond Box.
I just said that, actually.
You didn't, Raymond. Actually, Desmond.
Can we just get on, please?
Right.
Thank you, Raymond.
It's a pleasure, Desmond.
No, thank you, Raymond.
Right.
And now, let us travel back through the time and climb up to those higher climes.
Climes
of cosmic domicile, where all the mighty celestial powers is wrestling with the Earth's trousers.
No.
What?
Not trousers.
Yeah.
Traumas.
Trousers.
No. Just get on with it, Raymond.
What?
Gabriel, O my favoured seraph, come forth.
Hello, God.
Hello, Gabriel.
Hello. As you know, I am Gabriel.
Yes.
Your flavoured seraph.
No, not
and whinging messenger.
No, he's not whinging, is he?
Isn't he?
No, winged messenger.
Winging it, man.
No. Winged messenger. Winged.
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 I'm saying it, aren't I? Christ.
Raymond.
I don't know what you want. I don't know what I'm supposed to say.
All right. Leave it, Raymond, please.
So, Gabriel.
Yes, Godhead.
Have you visited the Earth? She whom I love recently.
Whom you love? I have, O Father of the Sky.
And does the Earth, does she send me word?
Well,
yeah.
The Earth.
Right.
Yeah.
Is in torment.
Torment?
Her weeping rends the air.
Weeping? Wherefore does she weep? Is he not cared for?
By the stones, by the trees, by the grass, by every creeping thing she is cared for. Bar one.
Creeping thing.
Bar one?
Bar one.
What?
Humans.
Humans?
Human beings.
Human beings? But they arose from her mud and dance.
That's all changed now.
But they... they placed her stones in circles. They conversed with eagles. They sang to the sea.
Well, yes, they did.
And they don't now?
No. They murder whales now.
Oh, no! Do none love her like what I do love her?
No. And the divorce rate is very high as well.
Where is all the love gone, Gabriel?
They have lost the light. They are as in a dark cave.
So, is it too late, O blessed cherubim?
It's hard to say, O
ineffable being. No.
But
in your opinion, Gabriel...
Well, in my opinion...
Yes?
I'd say...
Yes?
There's just time.
Very well, then. We will heal her. We will begin the healing. We will heal her forests and her rocks, her rivers and her seas. The white rhino will we also heal, the flying fish, the hoopoe, and the very, very rare Siberian tiger. We will heal the souls of people. We will heal their hearts and all their arguing and pointless wars and foolish misunderstandings. For they know not what they done.
Right.
And all things and all manner of thing will be healed.
And?
Yeah.
How will be been doing done the healing?
Well, we will conceive and we will give birth.
Pardon?
We will give birth
to a
a baby.
Right.
Obviously, we won't, not us personally, obviously.
Right.
We'll need to find
a lady.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And the baby shall be a great light in the darkness.
Right.
And the sun will rise in the darkest cave and fill the cave with light.
Mm-hmm.
We will give birth to the sun.
The sun!
And let all the angels and archangels and all the cherubims and seraphim penguins sing.
We
will give birth to the light.
And all will be well, and all manners of thing will be well.
Yeah.
And now, viewers and listeners, travel down with us now from those dubious and transcontinental realms to the beginning of our Homan story, to a tiny little tiny town in the Roman province of Galilee. And in that tiny little tiny town, a tiny little Galilean dwelling, about the year zero, at the turning of the ears.
Eras.
At the turning of the ears, it is the dwelling of Mary. Rough-hewn mitewood walls that bear no adornment, a little rough-hewn bed, a rough-hewn table, and sitting on a rough-hewn stool, a young rough-hewn girl.
Young girl. It is a Mary.
Right.
She gazes into the glowing embers of a little fire, pausing briefly as she sews the hem of a 70-foot temple curtain. For Mary is a temple handmaid, and this is her daily task. A knock upon the door startles her faraway thoughts.
Hello?
Excuse me.
Yes, who are you then, please?
I am Joseph.
Yes?
I'm working next door.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. So what do you do then?
I am a carpenter. I tend to make general household items.
Right.
I would have liked to have made ships, but you don't get a great call on ships in the desert.
Apart from camels.
I beg your pardon?
Ships of the desert.
Right.
I am Mary. I spend my days sitting by the window sewing the temple veil. It is 70 foot long and not what you'd call a picnic. I get quite depressed sometimes, and I wonder what's the point of it all. When I'm walking in the hills, I dream of all the lands I'd visit if I had the money, or I'd be a great novelist, or make fantastic films. I am happiest when I'm walking in the hills, pondering.
You are very pretty, Mary.
Thank you very much.
Do you have a... Is there anybody...
No.
Because I was wondering...
Yeah?
If you would be interested in becoming betrothed to me and then possibly think about marriage in the long term.
Yes, I would be. I would be interested. Yes, I think you are very... You have... Your eyes are full of sadness.
Thank you very much. Could you love me?
Yes. Quite possibly. Yes.
So, shall I come round again tomorrow? Okay. Bye.
Bye. I've got a wonky back door. You could mend that while you're here.
Certainly, Mary. Goodbye.
What
do you mean a wonky back door?
I was being spontaneous.
I'll tell you when to be spontaneous, Raymond.
But you said... We said
perhaps this would be a good time to explain to our listeners this evening the precise reasons and intentions behind placing this evening's
What are you doing, Desmond?
Quiet, please, Raymond. Thank you. Precise reasons and intentions behind placing this evening's within the company's international repertoire.
Right.
I have, in fact, since we last appeared upon these self-same airwaves, undergone what I can only describe as a major spiritual transformation. In fact, I have been through some very painful times of great personal difficulty. I myself was forced to look within myself to find myself, all by myself. And for this reason, I embarked upon a journey into the realms of Celtic twilight. I have travelled down all the major ley lines and visited all the great spiritual centres of this country. Stonehenge, Glastonbury Tor, Avebury Stone Circle, Spilbury Ring, Biggin Hill, Swiss Cottage, and Brent Cross. But it was at a secluded monastic retreat just outside the attractive rural town of Hassox in Sussex, amongst a small but dedicated band of silent Trappist monks, that I received possibly the most painful, yet the most profoundly enlightening spiritual training that money can buy. The Little Brothers of St. Quintin very much took me to their bosoms, and when, finally, after months of total seclusion, I emerged from my darkened cell, clothed in sandals and simple cassock, I walked to where the monks were assembled, in a sweet and verdant meadow of rough grasses. And there it was that the venerable abbot of St. Quintin, Little Brother Bertram, hobbled slowly towards me and presented me with a mighty ancient leather book containing all his works and entitled The Ecstatic Writings of Little Brother Bertram.
Really?
Yeah. So there we stood, on tussocks in Hassox, in Sussex in Cassox. And lo, he did say unto me these words, and spoke unto me thus, saying, Desmond Olivier Dingle, in my personal opinion, you are the most spiritually enlightened being it has ever been mine honour of knowing.
Go forth now.
They were silent.
Pardon?
You said they were silent.
Yeah, they were silent. Yeah.
So they couldn't speak then?
No, it's the whole point, isn't it?
So how do you say all that then?
Mime.
What?
He mimed it.
So how did he mime all that, then?
Look, we don't need to go into...
Go on. How did he do it, then?
All right, he looked me in the eye.
Yeah.
And he sort of,
What?
Anyway, Raymond, perhaps you'd like to tell us about your inner being, Raymond.
Pardon?
How are your inner workings, Raymond?
Fine this morning, thank you.
No. Your journey, Raymond.
Oh, right, yes. I see, my journey. Yes, well, I caught the bus from outside a boots in a stains.
No. The fruits of your introspection, Raymond.
What?
The inner, the interest, the... All right, just leave it now,
Raymond. I've no idea what you're talking about.
And so it was that Mary and Joseph did start dwelling together in the same dwelling.
And so time slowly passed, and Mary done the temple mending as she always done, and Joseph the carpenter in the village, bringing the man an meagre wage, with which he bought a dear little donkey. Called Parsley.
What?
Called Parsley.
Parsley. Right. It is night. Nazareth. B.C. Naught.
You're late, Joseph.
What do you mean I'm late?
Where have you been?
I've been working, haven't I?
I don't know what you've been doing.
I've been making a shelving unit.
I don't know what you've been up to.
Look, every day we go through this.
So? You don't know? You've got no bloody idea what it's like.
You've got the temple mending.
Sodding temple mending. Do you know what it's like hemming veils all day long? I'm going mad here.
Well, You should get out more. Go swimming. Go to the pictures. Go and see your cousin Elizabeth and her husband, Zachariah.
We've got nothing to say to each other.
Well, she's having a baby, isn't she?
So?
Well, she's having John the Baptist, isn't she?
Oh, yes, and doesn't she just know it? Anyway, they're really old. They're always reading. I'm young. I'm a young, vibrant gal. I've got a whole life ahead of me. I had a whole life ahead of me. You want me stuck here, don't you? So you know exactly where I am, so you can keep your tabs on me.
You don't have to stay.
Oh, thank you very much. The minute I start complaining, you want me out. And there's no use looking in the larder, because there's no food.
Why not?
Ha! See, I sit and sew all day, then I have to cook your meals for you.
I was going to cook tonight.
Well, so you don't want me to cook, then?
No, I didn't say that.
You hate me, don't you?
You hate me. Look at you now.
Well, if you hate me so much, why don't you just leave?
Well, maybe I will.
Good.
Mary.
Mary.
What?
Are you alone?
Yes.
Entirely alone?
Yes.
Are you afraid?
No. Well, a bit, yes. Why?
Blessed are you above all women.
Why?
Because you shall conceive a son.
I'm only 14.
You shall bring him forth in the dead of night. In the midst of winter shall you bring forth he, and you shall call his name Wonderful, Marvellous, Fabulous, Terrific, and you will love him.
Will I?
Yes.
I don't know.
What do you mean?
No, nothing.
Right.
I will love him.
Of course you will.
I'll try.
You'll be all right. And no strong drink shall he drink, and he shall not smoke, and no razor shall he put to his head, and he shall be an vegetarian.
But how can we have a baby? We haven't. We don't. We're not.
No, without a man. You shall conceive. Whilst a virgin shall you bring forth. Whilst a virgin shall you give suck. For the power of the Most High shall be upon you without any of the heat of lust.
I'm scared now.
There is no need for fear. The seed is planted. He is there already. Yes?
What shall I,
What?
Say to Joseph.
Joseph? Joseph, yes.
I think he ought to know.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll let him know.
Now?
Sorry.
He's in the shed, I think.
In the shed, right.
Cue.
Right. And lo, the angel of the Lord did come in unto Joseph in his shed, where he was doing some chiseling. What? What's that? Who's there? Hello?
Joseph!
Yes?
Mary's going to have a baby.
Sorry?
Mary's going to have a baby.
A baby?
Yes.
How?
It is a miracle. Do not question it.
No.
She's having a baby.
Right. So it's not, mine?
No.
Okay. So, is it anybody I,
No?
Yeah.
No.
Right.
It is the Holy Spirit! Got a problem with that?
No.
He entered her womb on a shaft of light.
Mm-hmm.
It will be an holy birth.
Holy birth. Right. Yeah. And
Yeah.
You're an angel?
I'm an archangel!
Sorry.
Got the picture now?
Right, yes. Thank you. So, when's it due?
Christmas.
Right.
If that's okay with you.
Fine, yes, fine. We were thinking of going away.
You will be going away.
Where?
It will be revealed.
Right. Why us?
You are beloved.
No, you should see us, though. We're always arguing, we're never happy. I mean, we're not exactly Mr. and Mrs.
You are beloved!
Got it? Right, yes. Thank you.
Goodbye!
Travel with us now, thousands of miles to the east, to the mystic realms of ancient Babylon, famed for its hanging gardens, lion's den, and attractive indoor leisure facilities. It is midnight. There, in the silent shadows, a man is standing. He has returned once again for his nightly vigil. He is an wise man, or a magus.
Magus!
Suddenly, he spies a new visitor on the celestial carpet.
Good heavens! A new visitor on the incestuous carpet! Melchior! Melchior! Come quickly! Come quickly!
What is it? What is it? Tell me! Tell me!
I cannot explain what I just seen. I never seen like nothing like it. Look, please, if you would.
Right. Let me look where you've been looking through your ancient eyeglass. Good heavens, yes. I never seen nothing like it as well.
What shall we do, old Melchior the Wise Man, or Magus?
Well, Caspar,
yeah?
The other wise man,
mm-hmm.
I just had a very wise idea.
Yes, what is your very wise an idea you just had, might I ask?
We must ask Balthazar the Wise.
But who is Balthazar the Wise when he's at home?
He is the wisest wise man of all time.
Very well, then. I shall go and summonance him this instant.
But lo, I think I see him coming with his bended gait.
Oh, yes, I see him coming on his bended gait. Also, here he comes now.
I am Balthazar the Wise, the wisest...
That's a funny voice, Desmond.
It's my wise man voice.
It's mate. Funny.
It's not meant to be funny, is it? It's meant to be wise.
Do it again. Go on. Do it again.
I am Balthazar the Wise...
All right, I'll do it in my own voice.
Aww.
No, you've killed it now, Raymond.
Aww.
No, no. I am Balthazar.
Boring.
Shut up, please, Raymond. Spoiled it for everyone now, haven't you?
But I thought
no,
it was
no, no, the wisest wise man of all time. Lo, there is nothing that I do not know. Verily, I have travelled to all the four corners of the earth. To the south have I been.
To the south have you been?
Yes. Yes, to the north also.
To the north also?
And to the west.
To the west.
And lately to the Orient.
And late an Orient.
Not lately to the Orient.
Right.
So why have you summoned me, you other two wise men?
We've seen a new glowing in the heavens.
Let me look through your eyeglass. But lo, I cannot see nothing there.
Oh, no, it must have been in my imagination.
No. It is a moving star.
A moving star?
Yes.
But where on earth can it possibly be going?
I cannot see with my second sight or with my third eye. So let us go forth and...
Yes?
Follow the star.
Follow the star?
Yes.
Follow the star.
The star.
Mary?
Yes, Joseph?
I know about the baby.
Don't know what you're talking about.
I heard it in a dream.
I was going to tell you, I promise.
Mary?
I don't know what's happening. I don't know what I've done.
I just want to say...
So, are you going to cast me out then?
I will stay with you. Even when the night is at its blackest. Even unto the dark cave in the frozen grip of winter. Even unto death will I be with you.
Thank you very much.
Do you want anything at all? Any Horlicks? Anything like that?
No, thank you.
It is a miracle, Mary.
Yes.
What are you thinking?
I'm pondering.
In your heart?
Yes.
I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet.
Joseph! Joseph!
Yes, Mary?
Who is that knocking in this at none ungodly's hour?
Don't worry, Mary. I'll go to the front door and see who on earth it can possibly be.
All right, and I'll carry on getting everything ready.
Righty-ho.
For the baby we're about to be having.
Absolutely.
Isn't it exciting, Joseph?
Certainly is, Mary.
Thank heavens we'll be having an home birth. And we haven't got to travel miles and miles on the back of some smelly donkey all the way to a tiny little town no one's ever heard of in the middle of the Syrian desert.
Absolutely. Oh, hello, Roman Centurion. How can I help you, please?
Now, what do I need? Some rough-hewn towels?
Yes, that's right. Joseph the carpenter and Mary the virgin, obviously.
Moses' basket?
What? A Roman census? Where? In Bethlehem? Oh, no!
Some swaddling clothes?
But look here, Centurion. This is extremely inconvenient. As my espoused wife happens to be... Wait a minute. I say, come back here, Centurion!
Birth plan? What else?
Mary?
Yes, what is it, Joseph, mine espoused husband? Why was Trap Roman soldier here at our house and home? And why are you looking all pale and pasty-faced all of a sudden, as if you've just heard some terrible news?
We got to go up the census.
Up the census?
I'm afraid so, Mary.
But I cannot, because I'm having a baby.
Yes, I know that, Mary. But the Roman occupying forces do not care about such things as us having babies. They've taken our land, now they take our whole lives.
So what do we have to do, Joseph?
I'm afraid we have to go, Mary. We have to go to Bethlehem.
To Bethlehem? Oh, no!
Excuse me, Your Majesty.
Yes, what is it, Lord Chancellor of the Palace? Yes?
There are three wise men at the door, Your Highness.
Three wise men coming in my private supper time whilst I'm watching my personal dancing girls?
Yes, Your Highness.
Don't they know I am King Henry VIII?
Herod the Great.
Helen VIII?
No, Herod the Great.
Helen the Great? Oh. Famous for my dangerously and unpsychonautic tendencies?
I think they do, Your Highness. It's just they might have some information that might be...
Yes?
...of interest, Your Highness.
Really?
Yes, Your Highness.
Then you'd better show them in, then.
Certainly, Your Highness. Would you come in, please?
Hello?
Hello, Your Highness.
I am Heron the Great.
Herod.
Heron the Great,
no.
Ruler of Judea.
Indeed you are, Your Highness.
And do you like my enormous glittering palace?
Very nice, Your Highness.
And my enormous glittering dancing girls?
Well, we are not used to such things in our world, Your Highness.
No, unlucky for some. So, who are you three, please?
We are three wise men, Your Highness. Or Magi.
Really? And how can I help you, please, if I might ask?
Yeah. Anyway, we'd just like to inform you that a moving star has recently been observed hovering in your area.
A wandering star? Hoovering in me area?
Hovering.
Hovering in malaria?
No, but... Yeah. And we have reason to believe it is the self-same star prophesied in ancient times foretelling the birth of a great king.
Great what?
King.
King?
And he shall have dominion over all other kings.
It
and...
wouldn't be me, would it?
Well, I think it's more a little baby we're looking for.
Baby?
Stop
dancing, my personal girls. Get out. Baby? What baby?
And all other kings shall bow down unto him, sorry, Your Highness, you're looking a little, are you all right?
Yes, thank you.
So anyway, we was wondering if you might know where he might be located, so that we might also go down to bow down unto him also.
Would you excuse me for a moment while I go down my catacombs?
Your what, sorry?
Catacombs!
Certainly.
Do make yourselves at home.
Thank you.
Help yourself to Twiglets.
We're vegetarian.
It's only Marmite.
And so Herod went down, down, down into his
catacombs.
Yeah, lovely.
past the guttering wax lamps upon the dripping walls, through a tiny secret opening in the ancient stone. And on down into the labyrinth of dark, dank corridors. Until at last he come to a mighty door, hewn of gopher wood. He unlocked it. Then stepped inside a tiny room. The mighty door slammed behind him. It was the room of prophecies.
Now, where are they?
Feverishly, his hand flicked across a multitude of little tiny scrolls. The plagues of Egypt. Belshazzar's feast. The revelation of St. John the Divine. Micah. Chapter 5, verse 2.
And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are not least among the princes of Judah. For out of thee shall come a great king that shall rule my people Israel. Shit.
For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. And gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be.
Are you all right, Mary? On the donkey?
I'm all right.
Comfy?
Baby's kicking a bit.
Right.
It's a bit cold.
A bit cold and dark, yeah.
Is it much further?
Well, a little bit further, yeah.
How much further?
Would you like a little rest now?
How much further?
317 miles.
Oh, no! I can't stand it! It's been miles and miles and miles!
Oh, we'll have a little rest now.
All right. Well, take me down from the donkey.
Oh, there we are.
Be careful!
I am being careful.
Ow!
Sorry.
What you doing now?
I'm tethering the donkey.
Parsley.
Parsley.
Where am I supposed to sit in the middle of this desert?
You sit here, in the mouth of this cave, and I'll make a little fire.
Do you know how to make a little fire?
Yes, I do know how to make a little fire, actually.
Where am I supposed to sleep, then, on this stony ground?
The angel said...
I know what the angel said. He appeared to me too, you know.
I know he appeared to you.
There's no use repeating everything I say. Where's the angel now? It's all very well him coming and telling us things, but when the going gets tough, he's nowhere to be seen.
He's probably watching over us or something, I should imagine.
Whinging about?
Winging.
Yeah, having a nice time in the clouds, more likely. What you doing now?
I'm trying to light the little fire.
Oh, what are we going to do in Bethlehem? Where are we going to stay? What's going to happen, Joseph?
Look, I don't know what we're going to do. I don't know where we're going to stay. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what all this is about. I'm just trying to do my best, all right?
I'm sorry, Joseph. I didn't mean to nag. It's... just that I get so tired on that donkey.
It's all right, Mary. Oh, there we are.
It's a nice little flame.
Yes. Shall we turn in now?
All right. Good night, Joseph.
Good night, Mary.
Joseph! The fire's gone out! Joseph, I can't see! There's no shapes in the darkness! There are no stars in the sky! Joseph, I'm cold! I can't see! Joseph! Joseph!
All right! All right!
Oh,
There. Hold me. Right.
I don't understand. I don't know what's going on.
No.
Do you know what's going on?
No. It is a mystery. I'll watch the fire. You sleep now.
All right.
Mary, Mary!
What? What?
Look, look!
Oh, oh!
It's Bethlehem!
Thank goodness! At last I can have a hot bath and have my baby in some suitable accommodation.
Yes, quickly. There's no time to be lost.
Yes.
Excuse me. Thank you. Sorry. Excuse me, please. It's very crowded in Bethlehem, isn't it, Mary?
Yes, it is, Joseph.
But where on earth is the local inn, I wonder, in this noisy, jostling town? We'll just have to go through the marketplace. Or souk.
Through the souk! How exciting!
Yes, Mary,
but there's all different types of souks, aren't there, Joseph?
What?
There's all different types of souks, aren't there, Joseph?
Yes, probably, yes. Anyway...
Look, there's the chickens over there, look.
What?
That's the chicken souk.
Oh, God.
The leek and potatoes over there.
The leek and potato souk, yes, very
and
fun.
And look, there's the Stilton and the broccoli.
Don't be silly, Raymond.
Yes,
but
Mary...
But that one's probably not there all week, though, is it, Desmond?
What?
It's just the souk of the day.
Oh, do shut up, Raymond.
Cute.
Yes, Mary, it's
But look at all them street traders and Roman centurions and hassling tradesmen.
Yes.
Hello, I'm a hassling tradesman.
Oh, hello.
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 Hello. Can I interest you in a carpet at all?
No, I don't think so, thank you.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Got rid of him, Mary.
Yes.
Oh, no, here's another one.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Souvenirs, cheap touristy trinkets.
No, thank you.
Righto. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
I'm actually Joseph.
Yes?
I'd quite like a cheap touristy trinket. One of them donkey barometer things.
It won't work, you know.
I want one.
All right. Sorry, one of them donkey barometers, please.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Where's the inn, Joseph? I'm getting exhausted.
Ah, there's a Roman centurion. I'll ask him. Excuse me, Roman centurion.
How can I help you, please?
I was just wondering if you might know of an inn, possibly.
Move along! Move along!
Right. Oh, no. I don't know where we'll find one. But wait a minute. There's an inn over there. Hang on, Mary.
All right.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
What?
Oh, hello, yes. I'd like a double room for the night, please, with ensuite facilities and the full English breakfast, please.
Have you booked?
No, we haven't, I'm afraid.
There's over 120,000 people in Bethlehem tonight, and we've only got two rooms.
So I take it that's a no, then?
Yes, there's no room at the inn.
Right, so thanks very much, and...
Goodbye!
Excuse me, excuse me.
Mary?
What? I am afraid to have to inform you that there is no room for us in the inn.
No room in the inn? But where am I going to have my baby?
Now listen.
What?
You sit here on this pile of melons, and I'll go and see what I can find. Now don't go away.
I'm hardly going to go anywhere, am I?
Right. You'd better start knocking on a few doors. Ah, there's a door there. I'll knock on that one. Excuse me, but I was wondering...
No room. Sorry.
Sorry. You wouldn't,
No, we wouldn't.
Right. Hello, I was just wondering... Oh, no. What are we going to do?
Is everything all right, Joseph?
Yes, fine. Oh, no, what can I do? There's no more doors now. How can I tell Mary there's no room at the inn? Everything's completely hopeless.
Excuse me?
Yes? Who are you, please?
Well, as it happens, I happen to be a kindly landlady, and I couldn't help overhearing. Anyway, I just had a thought, because while we's totally chockers in the inn, obviously, we do happen to have a little tiny little stable out the back with a tiny little tiny manger, where your massively pregnant and moody wife might wish to lay her little tiny baby when it is born.
Oh, thank you.
Also in the stable, you will find an oxen and donkey, some chickens, and other assorted livestock. So don't leave the door open, as they tend to wander about a bit.
Right. Thank you very much.
Mary.
What?
It's all right, Mary. I've found somewhere.
Oh, thank goodness for that. So is everything going to be all right now, then?
Yes. Everything's going to be all right.
Oh, good.
Now then, you three wise men, I've just come back from the catacombs.
Really?
Yes, and it's very interesting what I found.
Yes?
There is a newborn kin being born.
Right.
This very evening in the Bethlehem, the city of David, a baby.
A baby? Yes. Good heavens.
Yes. So you go and find him, right, this baby.
Right.
Then come back here and tell me where he is laid. Then I can go too and also bow down and worship him also. Get it?
Yes.
Good. So, bye for now.
Goodbye, Your Highness.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Lord Chancellor.
Yes, Your Highness.
Follow him.
Sorry, Your Highness.
Find that baby.
Yes, Your Highness.
I'm very, very angry. I want my wife murdered. I want my mother-in-law murdered. I want my brothers-in-law murdered. I want everyone murdered. I want everyone in line to the throne burning like torches in the street. And I want every baby in the world burned. Butchered.
A baby. Raymond. Raymond.
Pardon?
That's enough.
Thank you.
Mary, where are you?
Over here.
It's all right now, Mary. The kindly landlady's here, and she also happens to be a trained midwife.
Marvellous.
Isn't that marvellous?
Yes.
Here she is now.
Hello, Mary. I am Sarah, the kindly land...
Actually, Raymond.
What?
Ladies and gentlemen.
What?
We now come to that part of the broadcast, which is possibly the most difficult, in that it requires us to...
What?
I'm just explaining, actually, Raymond.
Right.
In that it requires us to perform what has never been performed on national radio before, that is, the birth of a baby, as done by two men. We feel, Raymond and myself feel, that it's very important to realise that this is in no way intended to be in any way insensitive or in bad taste. We could have omitted the scene, obviously, but we felt it was
crucial to the piece.
Thank you, Raymond. In this sequence, Raymond will be...
I will be playing the part of Sarah, the kindly landlady.
Right.
And Desmond will be playing...
And I shall be resuming my role as Joseph, the Joseph. Thank you. Raymond?
Hello, Mary. Now, I am Sarah, the kindly landlady, who is also a trained midwife. Quite comfy? Now, Mary, I want you to listen to me very carefully, please. You're having a baby.
You're having a baby, Mary.
So I'm just going to lie you down, Mary.
Just going to lie you down, Mary.
Make you a bit more comfy.
Make you a bit more...
Joseph.
Yeah.
Would you get some straw, Joseph, to put under Mary's back, please?
Certainly.
Thank you.
You... Kindly, midwife.
Yes?
The ox just gave me some straw in his hoof.
Very probably. Now, put it under her back, would you, Joseph?
Right. Just put it under your back, Mary.
Right. Just have a little examination. Good heavens! We're into second stage labour here.
Is that bad?
No, no, it's very, very good. She's completely diluted.
Diluted.
The head is beginning to crown. What does that mean then, Desmond, beginning to crown?
It means basically the baby has left the womb and is proceeding down the birth canal, so that he's now he's pushing to come out
head first.
Yeah, that is if you come out head first. If you're a breech birth, of course, you come out
bottom first.
Right.
Because you was a breech birth, wasn't you, Desmond?
I was actually, Raymond, yes. I've often felt it's been a major contributory factor to my own inner psychology.
Now then, Joseph, would you lower the lights a little, please?
Certainly.
So that the baby's entry into the world can be as gentle as possible.
Right.
Thank you, Joseph.
I'm not doing nothing. The lights are lowering by themselves. And look, up there, look, there's hundreds of little birds up there on the rafters, all lined up, watching. And there, look, rabbits and foxes and squirrels and hedgehogs and moles and badgers. And there's even a little hamster there, look.
Now, the baby's coming any minute now, Joseph, so I want you to hold Mary's hand.
Right.
Because she's going to be in a lot of pain.
Okay.
Hold her hand.
Right here.
Now, don't be ashamed if you want to make a lot of noise.
Right.
No, Mary.
Right, sorry.
Now, grip Joseph's hand, Mary, and breathe with Mary, Joseph, and breathe. Good. Breathe. And breathe. Good.
Look, Caspar.
What is it, O Melchior, the one of the three of the wise men?
The star.
What about it?
It's stopped moving.
Good heavens, so it has. It's completely still. And shimmering. And look, not only that, but it's outshining all the other stars. And lo, it shineth down onto a tiny little tiny table.
Stable. Yes. And look, Caspar, all the constellations and the swirling nebulae, the motion of the stars and the planets have ceased.
All is still. The hour is come.
Breathe, and good, and breathe, and push Mary, and breathe Joseph.
Right, yes.
And keep pushing Mary, and push, and breathe, and push, and push, and look! Here comes the head, look.
Oh, yes. Here's the head, look.
And keep those hens away, Joseph, please.
I think they're just curious.
Yes, I'm sure they are.
Come on, come on.
And the sheep.
Sorry, you sheep. Come on. Not here, please.
That's right. Now, keep pushing, Mary.
Keep pushing, Mary.
Push the pain away. Push the sheep away. Breathe the pain away. Push the pain away. And push and push. And the head has been born.
Look, it's a little head, look.
Good. And push. Breathe. Good, and here come the shoulders.
Oh, look, and little baby shoulders now, look. Look, Mary.
That's right. Good, and push. Good, and push, and push, and...
It's a little baby. A little baby boy, look. Isn't he sweet? Well done, Mary.
Well done. Done, Mary. A little baby boy, look. We've had our very own little tiny little...
So, would you like to lay him on Mary's tummy, Joseph, so she can hold him?
Right,
yes.
Sorry. Like a fish,
running before the surf. Our baby was born into the world, Mary.
Right.
Yes, thank you.
It's quite boring being a shepherd, isn't it?
Yeah. Quite boring, yeah.
Actually, I, thought I saw an angel today.
Oh, really?
In the crevice behind that hill. Do you think I did see an angel?
Well, what did it look like?
Well, it was sort of light, like a bit of cloth. Flapping in a bush.
Well, it probably was a bit of cloth flapping in a bush.
Do you think I'll ever see an angel?
Well, they are very rare now.
Rarer than they used to be.
Yeah.
So we haven't got a hope in hell then, have we?
No, probably not, I'm afraid.
So, do you think you have to be in a special state of mind to see an angel? I mean, do you think I try too hard to see an angel?
Well, it had crossed my mind, actually, yes.
Do you think I should just stop thinking about it?
I do, to be honest, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Have you ever been on holiday?
Yeah. Well, I've been to Babel, went up the tower.
Lovely.
Went to the sea when I was a child.
Did you see an angel at the sea?
No, I didn't.
Do angels rise up out of the sea?
No, no, isn't that mermaids do that more?
Yeah, because they get their wings down.
Right.
Right. Well, what's the name of that sheep there with the woolly,
Wendy.
Wendy. Got a bit of a limp on her, hasn't she?
Yeah, she's been a bit off colour.
Is there anything we can do?
Well, I generally rub on the saps and barks of various trees.
Shall I go and get some saps and barks?
No. I've already done it. Thank you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Actually, do you want to go and count the sheep?
To make sure they're all still there?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Okay.
Where would you like me to start?
Well, start by the ridge.
Yeah.
Then go right down the riverbank, right?
Mm.
Past the bushy top tree, then all the way around the back.
Will we have something to eat when I get back?
Yeah, we'll have some falafels.
Yeah.
Okay.
What if you see an angel?
I won't see an angel.
But if you see one, you will tell me?
Yes, I will, yes.
Promise?
Yes, I promise.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Shepherd!
What?
I am an angel.
Oh, really? Hardly like
Shepherd, me. I am an angel.
Of the Lord.
Of the Lord. Fear not. I have only joy to give you. There is a child born, and I'll tell you the sign, how you will know him. You will find a baby in a manger in a little tiny little stable full of light. And there will be a load of animals and birds and wise men in there giving gifts and making speeches. But you push your way to the front, and if you've got a baby lamb to spare, that'd go down nicely.
Right. Thank you very much.
Seven, 78, 79, 80. Hungry now. What?
I don't know how to tell you this.
What?
I just seen an angel.
Oh, no! And I missed it!
I would have asked him to hang on, but... But glory shone all about.
This is a very great disappointment to me.
There was light and singing, and the whole sky was humming with the sound of wings. There was great swirling lights and colours bursting into the sky, and there was...
Well, what did he say?
Well, he just said...
Well, did he say anything about me?
No, he didn't mention you specifically by name, no.
Right.
He just said we got to find a baby who will heal the whole world, basically. A messiah.
Baby messiah?
Yes.
So is that like an angel, then?
What?
A messiah?
Oh, I think it's in a different league, really.
How?
Well, it's like comparing the sound of the first bumblebee to a full summer's day.
So it's better than an angel, then?
Yeah.
So where's he going to be again?
Bethlehem.
Bethlehem? Well, we better go there, then.
Yes.
Quick as we can, before he goes away.
Right.
Come on.
Yes, I'm coming.
Hurry up.
Right.
What should I wear?
What?
Anything special?
No. Just come as you are, he said.
Come as you are?
Come as you are.
Did he?
Yes.
I'll come as I am, then.
Right.
Do I look all right?
You look lovely, yes.
Thank you. Come on. Where's the baby lamb?
What?
Where's the baby lamb?
You've got it.
Have I? Oh, yeah. Cool, right under me arm.
Would you believe it?
Come on.
Okay.
Exciting,
yeah.
Come on, then.
Hang on.
Wait.
That was the National Theatre of Brent's Messiah. Originally written for the stage, it was specially reconceived for the BBC by the entire company. Patrick Barlow, who played Desmond Olivier Dingle, John Ram, who played Raymond Box, and Martin Duncan, who directed. The National Theatre of Brent's Messiah was produced by Helen Chatwell and was an above-the-title production for BBC Radio 4.